Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Who are your heroes? Do you have a top 9 list of heroes? Well, the reason I'm asking is because the subject of this week's 5 Minutes in Church History is the 9 heroes. It's a tapestry. It's actually a set of tapestries in a whole room, the 9 heroes tapestries. You can find them at the Met Cloisters in New York City. They are identified as Netherlandish. They are from the 1400s, the first decade of the 1400s, and the 1410s. They are made of wool in their warp and weft. Sometimes we say woof. That is to say, it is a woven tapestry. It's all hand done. It's meticulous. It is an amazing work of art. Before, though, it was a tapestry, it was a poem. It was written in 1312, and it commemorated 9 heroes. Well, who are these 9? 3 are from the classical tradition. First, we have Hector. You remember him? He was the son of Priam. He was the defender of Troy. And of course, he died. Next up is Alexander the Great from the 300s BC. Do you realize that at the age of 35, he had the largest empire in the ancient world at that time? Alexander the Great. He's a hero. The third one is from the 1st century BC. That's Julius Caesar. He is to the Roman Empire as Alexander the Great is to the Greek Empire. Well, then we have 3 heroes from the Old Testament times. Well, 2, actually. Joshua and David. These are both leaders. These are both military men, and these are clearly heroes in the narrative of the Old Testament. There's a third as we move into the intertestamental period, and this is Judas Maccabeus. He was the Jewish priest who led the Maccabean revolt against the Greeks. In fact, the celebration of Hanukkah commemorates the exploits and achievements of Judas Maccabeus. Well, 6 out of 9. Moving on to the final 3 heroes, all of these are from the era of Christendom. The 7th hero is the legendary King Arthur. There is so much to sift through, fact from fiction. Who knows? But he is one of the great stories of the era of Christendom, and so he gets a tapestry. Then comes Charlemagne. Charles Magnus, Charles the Great. He was crowned Holy Roman Emperor on Christmas Day 800, and of course is one of the great leaders of the era of Christendom. Well, 9th and last was Godfrey de Bouillon. He was born in what would be modern-day Belgium. At the time, he was considered a Frank. He was a knight in the First Crusade. He was very successful in overtaking Jerusalem. And in 1099, there was a move to make him the king of Jerusalem. Legend has it that he refused the title and instead took the title Advocatus, or defender. Well, he died, and there are 3 stories that tell how he died. Either he was struck by an arrow, or he fell ill of natural causes, or he was poisoned. But at any rate, on July 18, 1100, he died. And he makes up the 9th of the 9 heroes of the 9 heroes tapestry. Again, this was a poem from 1310. A century later, it became a tapestry. It was handed down through various hands, and it made its way across the Atlantic Ocean and into the Met Cloisters Museum in New York City. Well, that's the 9 heroes tapestries. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. As we have a few extra moments here at the end of our time, let's go back to John Calvin and hear what he has to say to us. He writes, "What help is it, in short, to know a God with whom we have nothing to do? Rather, our knowledge should teach us fear and reverence, and with it as our guide and teacher, we should learn to seek every good from Him."